Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. white boy sang, "As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free." So the white boys are paid the dues for freedom. But tonight, the devil and the Communist Party is working to destroy the nation, and they're playing the race card. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party, the Spirit of America Party book, Spirit of America Party radio show, and the Spirit of America Party challenge coin. And it says, 911, we forget nothing. Many a white boy has died to free a slave. And those who divide us will destroy us and enslave us once again. You think a split country can stand? You heard what Lincoln said, a house divided cannot stand. So who were the housekeepers of division? Who wants to see the house collapse? It is people that mean us no goodwill. And you're looking tonight at the youth of the nation, destroying it. The running dead. You see the walking dead. This is the running dead. And all they're doing is looting and stealing. And the first place they hit is the liquor store. Imagine if there were pot shops down there. Unbelievable, man. We're watching the takedown of America by Americans. Useful idiots, Karl Marx calls them. And he also said, we will hang the capitalist. And you're a capitalist. You're a capitalist, whether you like it or not. We will hang the capitalists with the rope he manufactures. So, wake up, America. Your post has been rejected by your Democratic controller at the Associated Press, AOL, Yahoo, NBC, CNN, USA Today, Business Insider, Huffy Puffy Goofle, Fakebook, and Twithead, to name a few. And here's the blog that I try to post today. And it almost said, jumped out at me and said, you're being watched. You're under surveillance by the Communist Party, who was quietly taking over the country. And then this Trump guy came along and pulled the curtain back. And now we're all exposed. And so now we have to accelerate the takeover. It was going to be smooth. Nobody would know they would be slaves again. Now it's made it harder. We were to confiscate all the guns. All 400 million. That's a lot of guns, huh? The communist media created this shift. In New York, the mayor wears a toga and plays the fiddle of pulling a Nero. Our 28,000, make that 25,000 police can handle this, or my name is not Nero. No, it's not. It's zero. The governor sits in front of his sidewalk store selling black market masks and ventilators. He's going to fire the mayor and replace the cops with ballet dancers. They will do the dance of the broken windows and the stolen pocketbooks. The running dead, that's who they are. And speaking of running dead, a 30-year-old black man and his girlfriend, a rising star in the media, they both died of an overdose. An overdose. That's two people died. Today, on one overdose, you know what the combo was that killed them? Cocaine and fentanyl. Fentanyl comes from China because China makes all the drugs. You know how many meth labs are in the United States? Do you have any idea how many meth labs? Those are all dope entrepreneurs opening up factories in the United States. In 2005, they closed, the DEA closed 11,000 meth labs. So what do you think the number of meth labs is? They closed 11,000. You know they're only scraping the surface. It's got to be 200,000. Sad, isn't it? And we can't make one aspirin. You want an aspirin, you got to go to China. Okay. So what is happening? One innocent man was murdered, and the Democratic Convention begins. Al-Qaeda is watching this inauguration ceremony. Haji shouts, "Look, a direct shot at the White House from Lafayette, the plaza. Oh, if we only had the Beirut barracks bombing delivery truck now." The real victim is a poor guy named George Floyd, but he's out of the picture now. See Gus Hall, who was the last communist candidate for president and lost in 1973. After his defeat, the leader of the Communist Party of the United States told his people to get into the Democrat Party and take it over. You don't think he succeeded? No, that can't happen here. Is your building on fire tonight? They got the media, too. We have only one God sent Joshua, and like Horatio at the bridge, he stands alone. I said when he won the presidency, he should change his theme song to The Farmer in the Dell, because this cheese stands alone. He's all alone out there. He runs up the hill to see who's behind him. There's nobody. He's carrying the flag to the top of the hill, and he keeps on going despite it. If this was a Bible story, the Democrats would be Pharisees. Those who divide us will enslave us. If we fall, the last words you will hear is not kill the black man, to kill the white man, kill a Latino or Oriental. The last words you will hear are shoot the Americans. So if you're going to die like one, why not live as one? Leave the looting and the burning to the enemy. Or are you the enemy? Spirit of America Party radio show. We're on YouTube and we're broadcasting right now live. Okay. There is media censorship. If you put up the word communist, you're censored right away. You know that they're trying to erase the word communist. As soon as somebody says the word communist, they accuse them of being a McCarthyite. And they'll tell you that McCarthy tried to destroy Hollywood. He never went near Hollywood. He went after the military. He went after the snake department. One guy. And they got him. They couldn't get J. Edgar Hoover while he was alive, but they got him after he was dead. They destroyed his life's work with one rumor. How's that? One scandalous rumor. Okay. So we got a problem. And all the Democrat states are under siege tonight, and they're getting no help as they're being looted. And thank God they're only robbing and burning, and they're not raping and killing. And the ploy was rights for George Floyd. I'm sure if George Floyd saw what was going on in his name, he wouldn't want no part of it. So, having said that, Oh, by the way, Rudy Giuliani is saying tonight on Sean Hannity that de Blasio bypassed the police commissioner and called individual commanders and told them not to arrest anybody. How's that? And Cuomo, the governor, wants to pull the mayor down from his throne. And they're debating on how can we get away with it tonight. And I'll tell you something that most people don't know. Police chauffeurs in New York City try to get out of the job of driving the mayor's wife around. Do you know why they don't want that job? Because they're afraid they're going to test positive for weed. Because she smokes up a storm. And that's his job if he tests positive. And he can't say, well, the mayor's wife is smoking the weed. He'll lose his job for saying that, too. Okay. Did you see President go over to the St. John's Church with his Bible? And he made fun of him. Well, you know what? They made fun of Jesus, too, didn't they? You know what Jesus said? A prophet is never popular in his hometown. So we'll give you a little gospel music because the Supreme Court ruled today that black gospel ministers cannot invite the congregation back into the church. Ever again. That rule's coming down the pike. Stalin, the first thing he did was topple the churches, burn the crosses, sold off all the artifacts. Yeah. A church is a problem in the United States today. You know what else is a problem? Babies. $55 million was just given to Planned Slaughterhood to kill babies and sell their body parts. $55 billion. Did I say million? $55 billion. You know how many babies $55 billion could buy at $65,000 a baby? It's over 7,000. You could save 7,000 babies with the kill money. And that's why we need a church.
I don't care how many contemporary songs they make. I love old school gospel.
I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
I need a church.
Church, for I can pray this name. Hand clapping, foot stomping. Church, for I can pray this name. I've got to get to the altar to leave my burdens there. Need a church where I can pray His name. I need a hand clapping, foot stomping.
Come on, hands.
Church where I can pray His name.
Oh.
Hand clapping, foot stomping.
A church.
Church where I can pray His name. I gotta get to the altar to leave my burdens there. I need a church where I.
Church that don't mind praising the Lord. Need a church we all don't want to call. But we dance and shout away from morning until day. Yes!
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh! I need a church for the word of the Lord. Oh, how we gonna give, sing, shout, praise all around, yeah.
I need a church where I can praise His name.
Oh, come on, yeah.
I need a church.
I need a church.
I need a church.
Lifting up the name of Jesus.
I need a church.
Okay, we're back. While I was listening to that, I'm looking at another song that's coming up. Above All, Ben Maiz. And it's a Spanish song. And it's also an English song called Above All. And it's about Christ. And I play it for GIs who have fallen in combat or cops that have been murdered. Because, you know, it's a tough job being a cop. And there's 800,000 of them in the country. And they all aren't racists. And a lot of them take their lives in their hands to save people. And a cop may take a bullet for you one day, and you may never know it. You may never know it. We have a friend that is down in Soho, and she ignores all the news, all the national news. It disturbs her to hear what's going on in the country, so she pays no attention to it. And she doesn't like Trump. So we called her last night to see how she's doing, because the supermarket down the street from her is on fire. It's being looted by the Looney Tunes. And she doesn't know it. She won't know it till tomorrow morning or the next morning when she goes downstairs to buy her usual purchases and sees nothing but the charred remains of a man's life or a woman's life's work, all tied up in inventory. And somebody who doesn't care about their fellow man, but pretends to, has burnt them out of business. It is sad. It is real sad. Well, then maybe she'll vote for Trump. Because I got to tell you something. There's only one guy, one president, one standalone president who wants a United States. He wants for all the people. He doesn't exclude anybody. As a matter of fact, I believe he let a lot of Obama implants stay on just to show his goodwill. And of course, they stayed on to leak information and create havoc. And some of them were top people in the FBI. Isn't that something? When I grew up as a kid, the FBI was the highest level of law enforcement in the country. Everybody looked up to the FBI. They were supermen. Now, their rating is lower than the Mexican bribe-taking police. It is sad. And Christopher Wray is not the answer. You need a General Patton. As a matter of fact, you need a General Flynn heading up the FBI. Wouldn't that be poetic justice? Okay, so I was thinking of this song. It's called Above All. You took the fall and thought of me above all. You know the media's out there tonight. They want to see one cop pull his gun. But if he gets hit in the head with a brick, that's okay. That's his job. That's what they think. You work for me. I pay your salary. You want a day on the job with that guy whose salary you pay? Huh? You want to go up 5 flights of stairs, make sure that the building is safe? And your partner's coming down the other side of the building, wondering if he's going to make it to the bottom or she's going to make it to the bottom. Guy told me a story, Coney Island on the beach. two cops, a male and a female. A crowd jumped the male cop and started to beat him up. And the female cop started crying. And she ran away. And she ran up to the boardwalk. And she called the cops. Meanwhile, her partner was down there getting stomped to death. You want that job? You don't know. You have no idea. You're in La La Land. And if you're out there demonstrating for justice, you have no idea what justice is all about. The one guy who needed justice was choked to death, and he's forgotten already. So this is for the troops. This is for the cops. This is for victims of crime. And it's called Above All. You took the fall and thought of me above all. Spanish version. Jesus took the fall for all.
Thank you.
We have a big problem. When our government is corrupt, the country is totally vulnerable. You've got George Soros that's building an underground network to destroy the Constitution. That's our civilian Bible. We have more enemies than we could stick a shake at. And we don't have any allies. Don't buy that story. Oh, we're offending our allies. We have no allies. Only power has allies. If you're the most powerful nation on the face of the earth, you got allies. If you're the second most, you don't have as many as the first. Never forget that. Our colleges are turning out nothing but garbage. If you're not taking a scientific course, if you're taking politics, forget about it. Somebody says, I got a Harvard education. So what? What are you going to do for me? You're going to brainwash me? Forget about it. And you notice they run them all into the colleges. You got to go to college. You got to get in there. You got to get your brainwashing. Otherwise, you're not going to be out in the street tonight burning chock full of nuts. It's the chock full of nuts that are burning out in the street. It is sad. And what's really sad, I got to tell you, if I was black and I'm working my way up the ladder and I'm struggling and I'm breaking my ass and I see 10 black kids coming out of a Gucci store with pocketbooks and the windows are all broken. Pride is there for me in that. Right? It is terrible. It is absolutely terrible. Looting. Who does looting? Oh, we're demonstrating for peace. You just put a guy out of business. Did you see the black guy that is a fireman? He took his pension and he put it all in the bar. Him and his wife, everything they owned was in the bar. And then they had to cancel their insurance because the virus had driven away all their customers. So he figured, well, I'll cancel the insurance because nothing's going to happen. And they burned his bar down. And what's the moral of the story? Don't get uppity. We'll bring you back down. You know, there's a Irish comedian, and one of his jokes is, don't keep up with the Joneses. Bring them down to your level. And if you've ever done something where it required spit and polish and sweat and tears, and you accomplished it, your enemies will say you got lucky. But if you fail, they know all the reasons. And it's really sad. One of the hold down quotes is, what do you think, you're better than us? No, man, I'm just trying to get up the ladder. And I'm getting up tomorrow morning while you're still in bed. And I'm going to try and climb one more rung. And that's the American way. And if you want to have something in common with a fellow American, work as hard as he is, or even harder, and you'll be admired and respected. Don't let anybody use you to play the race card. To raise God is only to keep you down. It's your excuse for failure. I'll tell you a story. I'm a born New Yorker. I'm in the real thing. And first generation American. And my first job, I went to work for a Southern company. And this is before integration. And when the company was downtown 57th Street. They had a warehouse down there. So I started out as a clerk. And when I got there, the people that were working there said, "Get out of this company. You're a Catholic. Catholics go nowhere. This is a Southern company. They hate Catholics." So, being young and naive and not believing what they were saying, I stuck it out. There was another Catholic guy there who had gone to school in Atlanta, Georgia Tech. And he ended up becoming the president of the company. And when he was coming up the ladder, all of the Southerners came up to New York for a meeting. And it was a Friday. And guess what they had for lunch? Swordfish. That's all that was on the menu. They could have had anything they wanted, but they got swordfish. So there are guys that can break the ice. And there are guys that can break your heart. So this is America. You can be anything you want to be. And that's true. You can. It ain't going to be easy. But every generation that comes here, everybody that comes here, they all get hazed. They all get mocked. They all get buzzwords. But eventually, they all get accepted. And I remember the story of a Jewish guy who was in the military during World War II. And there was a big rebel in his outfit that used to haze him and mock him and break his chops for being Jewish. And the Jewish guy couldn't stand them. So they got shipped overseas and they ended up in the Battle of the Bulge. Jewish guy's outfit got captured by the Germans. And German officer came out to the lineup and he said, "Anybody that's Jewish, go to this table and sign your name." And the Jewish guy started to go forward, and the rebel that used to haze him, "Don't you move. You're with us." So the Jewish guy didn't move. And all the Jewish guys that went up and signed up, they all went to the gas chamber. So, life is funny. Life is ironic. And now I'm going to give a little tribute to the rebels, the Southerners. By the end of the Civil War, 600,000 Americans, North and South, all Americans, 300,000 were rebels. They were outnumbered 2-1. They were, by the end of the war, they were ragtag. They were starving. Some of them didn't even have shoes. When they got to Gettysburg, in the town of Gettysburg, they saw a shoe store. They couldn't believe it. Of the 300,000 that are buried, in war memorials. Only 8% owned slaves. The rest were sharecroppers. That means they didn't even own the land they worked for and died for. So they fought for their state. They fought for their neighbors. And the Yankees were coming to burn them out. Since 1865, the communists have been playing the race card. And now the head of BET, Black Entertainment Television, calls for reparations for every African American. Who's going to pay that? Who's going to pay that? What about the white guys that were getting paid $8 a month to free the slaves? Do they get reparations too? They're talking a lot about white supremacy now. These are all communist tactics to divide. You want to be Belarus? You want to be the Caucasus? You want to be Ukraine? You want to be Tibet? You want to be splintered up and destroyed? You want to be enslaved again? Not too many black guys in Russia. Not too many black guys in China. Stick to what you have. These young guys, they have no idea. Do you know that the greatest generation were young like those jerks running around looting, trying to pick off a cop? Do you know there's 16-year-olds? You know there were drummer boys in the Civil War that died on the battlefield? 13-year-old? There's 16-year-olds that never saw another day after Normandy. They died on the beach. They went to the beach. Here, we can't wait to go to the beach. They went to the beach and died. And they saved your life. Because if they hadn't won, you wouldn't be here today. Mike Savage says you'd be a bar of soap or a lampshade. And that's what winners do to losers. So if you want to be a loser, just keep taking your country on. And that poor guy, now, what killed me about that George Floyd person, there had to be witnesses standing there. Not one person said, "You're killing him. You're killing him. He's up on his neck." Not one person said it. Wouldn't it have been great if a white guy had done it, had said, jumped, got in the way, and said, "You're killing him, he's up on his neck," and protected him with his body, and they had to pull the white guy off? What would the headline be then? And those people that are talking about white supremacy, what would black supremacy be like? The numbers were reversed. You know, the abortion rate for planned slaughterhood, the last time I checked, was 3,000 babies a day they chop up. 1,200 are white, 1,100 are black, 700 are Latino niños. That's a lot of kids. It's 1,000,002 at the end of the year. Do you know what the legal alien influx is? A year? 1,000,002. So 1,000,002 American babies having their heads cut off, and 1,000,002 immigrants are taking their place. How soon before we're no longer America? It is sad. My solution to abortion is adoption. We can raise money to kill them, can raise money to adopt them. You can feed a dog for 63 cents a day, according to the TV ads. You can give a wounded vet a brand new home for $11 a month, according to the TV ad. So, how much do you have to pay a mother to go full term? I think it's $60,000 to $65,000. And the Jewish people say, if you save one, you save the world. So how come nobody's trying to, why wasn't parenthood become adoption shops instead of chop shops? Okay. Let me find something. Maybe we can find a tribute for the man who time forgot. Let's see what we can come up with. Oh, I got a nice one. Ah, here's a nice one. Okay, this one is for George Floyd, and it's called Faith of Our Fathers. media has a lot to account for. They're the ones that should get the major part of the blame because they stir up the crowd. And their only goal is to make sure you read their paper or you watch their videos. So they're always looking to stir the pot. Now, I'm going to give you some bright news. Of course, the communists don't like it because the communists believe that everybody should work for the state. And if you have anything that you own, they take it away from you and they pretend to give it to the others. But the only guy that's on top in communism is the one that can kill everybody else. So, I'm going to play for you, Oh Happy Day. Because our friend George Floyd is in a better place where he is loved and he's with all his ancestors. And he's 33 years old. Okay, we're back. Last words that George was reported to have called out was his mama's name, or his mama, who died 3 years before. So if you look on the bright side of heaven, he's with his mom. Just like Jesus is with his mom. So it is a happy day for George. close with Let There Be Peace on Earth. Jesus says, peace be with you.